It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Hey, Tammy, I need pronto pizzas, Dad.
I don't have my glasses.
Mr. Chris, hey, we didn't argue this time.
We can. I mean, last it's still week, an hour.
Let's talk about Brian Cash Clause Radio Show. We got Jeff in the house, being Mr. Insurance Man. He's the one that saves people when in times of crisis, they're glad they met him. It's like a 911. You watch people running away. Well, the firemen and the police, they're running toward. They're in an emergency. Mm-hmm. They're in an emergency situation. You solve a lot of people's problems that they know because of you that they were able to sleep easier at night, maybe even live longer knowing that you gave them comfort.
Yeah, to be honest, it's just about navigation and education. You know, those are the two things that I specialize in, and you know that's what we do. And one of the most complex and divisive laws, really, you know, the last 15 years, you know, when you think about it, the Affordable Care Act has been more divisive and more misrepresented than anything. So it's really just about getting out the education.
Right, and I think once people get something, like, too, it's like, here, I can do, say if I can go down the road and I can get a pizza pie, and they say, oh, no, now you can't get this pizza pie. I'm 300 pounds. And they said to me, now for the last 2 years, I can get it, and now all of a sudden they're going to take it away from me. I think a fat man like me is going to be kind of upset. You can't take away my pepperoni pizza. And in that analogy, I think people now that their kids are covered through health insurance up to the age of 26, all the benefits of pre-existing conditions, all the things that the people like about the program, once they realize that it's taken away, and this boogeyman thing where it's going to throw the economy into a... Actually, the economy's booming,
yeah,
right? Unemployment's at an all-time low, so they can't say that. But what happens is... on the other hand, tell me what you think of it and your feelings on it.
I think, you know, 26 million people can't be wrong. You know, 26 million people since, you know, January 1st of 2014 have enrolled one way or another. Either, with, like you said, being able to add their kids on up until they're 26. But on the individual exchange, let's just say you have a 28-year-old that you're that is dependent on you. And you claim them on your taxes as a dependent, you can keep them on until they're 30.
Really?
And over 30 if they have a mental or handicap.
Now, I got to be real with you, too. You know, I lean toward the Republican ways, a lot of stuff. But on this particular thing about people having health insurance, I think they should have it. So, you know, can someone be in the middle? Like, what would they call someone that doesn't, like, take every Republican talking point, but takes most of them?
I mean, I'm a registered independent.
Do you lean more toward the Republican or Democrat?
I used to lean more towards Republican. I don't really feel like I do anymore.
Yeah.
Like when you hear them speak, you know, and you have guys like Donald Trump coming out talking about, you know, Mexicans coming here and raping people, you know, just things like that just completely turn me off to the Republican Party at large.
Yeah, but, there's one thing you do know, as even as a kid, one bad egg doesn't spoil the barrel.
Ted Cruz, he's not much better. You know, Rand Paul's really the only person I feel like I would actually, you know, sit down at a bar and have a beer with.
And I think Jeb Bush is the guy, man, myself. What do you think of Jeb?
I think that he says a lot of the right things, but I think that he also has a track record of not always doing the right thing.
Yeah, and it's hard, like me. Like, I flip-flop on a lot of stuff. I've changed. You just said I changed. You just said it to yourself.
Yeah.
I think over time we evolve, so...
You have to evolve.
Right, right.
But
not everybody does, though. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 22, I had different ideas. Now I'm 32, and my perspective has changed.
Right.
You know, when you go from an employee to being a small business owner, your perspective changes.
Right.
Fridays aren't as fun when you're the one writing the check.
Right. Well, that's all. But if you're getting the check, too, then that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, you always feel a lot better when you're getting the check. But
it's like if I held up a quarter here and I'm showing you heads, right? What am I seeing?
Tails.
But we're both looking at the same thing.
There you go.
It's perspective.
Yep.
Right? I wanted to see if you could do a little commercial. Yanni's, I'm just going to tell you, just if you can give the address for Yanni's and stuff. They brought over, we have Pronto Pizza. Supply. Oh, look at this. Yeah, that is strange. Look at this. Pronto Pizza is sponsoring the show today, and guess who else is sponsoring it?
I'm going to go with Yanni's Greek.
And look who's on the other side.
There you go.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was preordained. Pronto Pizza, you know, if you want some really good pizza, it's free delivery, famous pizza. I'm going to do the commercial for Pronto. You're going to do it for Yanni's.
Sure, because I just had Yanni, so.
Yeah, so you can really give an honest opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is an Italian restaurant, you know, even though it says pizza. But really, they have Italian food here that is prepared like the old-fashioned way. And the best way I would describe Pronto famous pizza is, or is it famous Pronto pizza? Which would you go with?
Famous Pronto.
Famous Pronto pizza is really what it is, actually. Look, I'm going to tell you. I'm not just telling you.
Yeah, I didn't
said Pronto's famous pizza, but it's really famous Pronto pizza. But they're more of an Italian restaurant, even though their name doesn't say it. They really make chicken parmesan. They make veal parmesan. And even sometimes they'll have on special shrimp parmesan. And they, for me, every time I've ever eaten any of their dishes, it's made by a chef, a real authentic Italian chef.
Yeah.
And they really do a good job there. But if you want free delivery also, you can call them at 330-7827. They're next to the Publix supermarket, right there at County Road 1 in Main Street. You know what I found out, too, is better to do before you do a commercial is read over the ad like you're doing now and study the ad a little bit. Like, if I can study an ad for, like, about 60 seconds before I do the radio commercial, I tend to do it better. Then if you ever, like, read it and you get caught on a word.
Yeah.
So, like, are you studying the ad so you can do good?
No, I'm actually looking at the menu, and I'm actually really surprised. There's one thing I could say about Yanni's is even though I just had the Greek salad, that was the lettuce was fresh. You could tell it was hand-cut.
Right.
I mean, absolutely delicious. The feta cheese was extremely fresh. And now I'm looking at the menu, and it was only $7.95.
And that threw you off.
That threw me off because, you know, if you go to, you know, the Greek Taverna or to Acropolis, that same salad that I just had, which was $7.95 here at Yanni's, that's an $11.95 salad there.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too, is I'm not going to say the potatoes you can't do different. But if you get eggs, right, the guy goes, oh, I make my eggs better. I got And I was like, really? So you crack your eggs, you put them on a grill, and he's explaining to me why he gets more for his eggs. So I said, well, I didn't realize that you can, and I don't want to say nothing, but I guess there is an art to making eggs too, though. Don't get me wrong, because I watched some omelets. You ever see where they put the air in the omelet?
No.
And the milk, and they stir it up, and they make it fluffy?
Yeah.
There is an art to it, okay? I'm not going to say there's not.
But they taste the same.
Right.
So here,
so he's like arguing with me, like, because he makes a better egg. This is why he charges more. I was like, okay. And I'm like thinking to myself, but you crack an egg. I mean, this is not me, but there is a science behind it, I guess.
But you can taste the freshness in different quality of foods. And so, I mean, if you're a qualitative person and you want better quality and less quantity, like I'm 225 pounds. And I just got full on half a salad.
Right. How you been doing? Oh, yeah. Let's real quick. Yanni's, though, what we're saying here is Yanni's putting out a salad that could go for $12, $15, but they're charging $7.95.
Yeah. So if you're, I mean, we were just talking 15 minutes ago about, you know, kind of pinching a penny and, you know, being cost effective. I mean, $7.95 for a large Greek salad that you're going to get full on and probably have leftovers, you can't beat that. You can't beat that.
And where are they located, Jeff?
They are located at 35220 Alderman. That's on the corner of US 19 and Alderman in Palm Harbor.
That's in Alderman Plaza.
Alderman Plaza. There you go.
Right.
Not wearing my glasses.
Right. And, you know, there was a guy that was just there on Alderman Road, right? He comes to a he realizes the light turns red, and he comes to a complete stop. We just came from there. And he does a 360, right? Going through the exit, going through the thing, but the light just turned red, so no cars came. And he's doing a 360, almost like a 540. And do you know what happened? He didn't hit no one.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing thing, but it made a lot of noise.
What kind of car?
I don't remember the car.
Like a sports car or?
It was like a medium-sized car, mid-sized car. I didn't catch. That's good. I make a bad detective, huh?
Yeah.
And the car go follow.
What color was that? I have no idea. No idea.
Yeah. Because I remember in high school, they used to say, the one time the teacher said, turn around. Okay, I'll ask you this now. But anyhow, it was kind of neat to see that this major thing happens right there, picking up the salad at Yanni's. Don't turn around. Okay.
I see you're looking behind me. I'm scared.
Okay. Just see how observant you are. What's behind you?
I'm going to go with a spider.
No.
Because you're looking up. I mean, what?
No, there's something on the wall hanging right now. Two things. A plaque and a map of the area where Tantalk hits, the distribution map. What would they call that type of map? A single map?
Yeah, distribution map.
A distribution map.
Sounds right.
Anyhow. Like, if you ask someone to, like, what's behind me right now? A window. Tammy, don't turn around.
This is less interesting.
What's behind you? Yeah. But if you ever think, anybody listening now, just look around. But don't look, but think, if you can think in your head what's behind you, and then turn around and see what it is. It's really kind of weird how life, that's how we go through life.
Always looking forward.
Yeah, sit down, Tammy, because I want you to... Like, when I'm spiritual, just to tell you, if I'm in the spiritual frame of mind and peace.
You're going to call me about Nostradamus again?
Yeah.
Kill me now. Kill me now.
Remember that?
Oh, how could I forget?
Actually,
I didn't sleep for 2 days.
Yeah, but if you notice birds, like, say you get caught at a stoplight and you're upset, right? You can do two things. Here's my thing. Ready? So now you can say, oh, man, I'm late, because I was running late here, right? So you could say, oh, wow, I'm late. I'm late. Or you can look and see beautiful birds flying above.
Is this a metaphor for your spirituality?
Spot of
purple and green.
Yeah. you need
not
Jesus.
Living in reality.
Oh, look at that. It's a squirrel. And he just winked at me.
Oh, I'm late.
The light's been green
show.
For 3 minutes.
Wait, and I think the trees are waving at me. I don't think... Oh, hello back to you. Hello back.
You're a frightening human being, Brian.
You really weren't a teenager in the 60s, so I wouldn't relate that to any type of drug abuse.
If he didn't always have good food, I would just call me.
That's it.
I'm frightened at the moment.
But back to that. So just think, my listeners, I want you to do this from now on. When you come to a stop sign, I want you to notice things that you didn't notice before.
Stop Look for and things. Smell the flowers.
Stop and smell the roses.
Okay, roses.
But that's the proper thing, right? So what do you think about stop and smell
the roses? You smell them, you touch them, you're going to get pricked with a thorn.
Last week we had our friend on, we said smell you later. Because the story behind that was is that he came here and he didn't have deodorant on. So we nicknamed him Smelly.
Well, Brian actually wrote a script for him to use saying, I am smelly. People didn't really believe it, but it was really true.
I did.
The magic of the radio.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So back to Yanni's Greek Express. No,
let's check myself out. I'm doing
Remember,
pretty good.
Who was the famous one that said smell was Prince of Bel-Air when he said to the taxi guy, I'll smell you later.
Will Smith.
Yanni's, free delivery, Yanni's Greek Express. And what? Tavern?
Taverna.
He said that, you know what they have there too? Octopus.
Oh, yeah. The Greeks are famous for their octopus.
And then something else, he said a name that was a Greek name.
But it's not like Italian calamari where it's like, you know, they do like that breading and they fry it. No, it's just octopus on a plate.
No, you look kind of like, I would say, like Arabic Greek.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I would say like, you
I'm
know.
I'm Italian,
I mean?
Puerto Rican. Somehow I look.
Yeah, Italian, Puerto Rican, I can get that.
When my wife is Colombian, so when we go down to South America, I don't really speak Spanish, so.
But they'll start speaking to you.
Media. They'll start speaking Spanish to me. So what I do is I speak fake Arabic, where I just make noises like I'm speaking Arabic, and they walk away really quick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you don't gotta be worried about being taken a hostage there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They think I'm Arabic. They probably think I'm wearing some sort of special vest.
Well, here I'm gonna have you do a commercial. I want you to study this just for a little bit.
All right.
It's the roofing company that is in the, it's called, what's the name of it?
I just see weatherproof.
Weatherproof roofing.
Weatherproof roofing.
Yeah. Just think about all the rain right now. This is their time of year, right? If you're ever going to find the leak, it's now, right? And people put things off. We talk about procrastination. The only, you know, if your toilet backs up or your toilet don't work, apparently you can't procrastinate there. But you can procrastinate on a lot of things. But the roof is important because that is the foundation, even though it's on the top. And in the spiritual world, it's always the opposite.
Well, in the real world. Well, I mean, there's, you know, there's two things you have to have, especially if you have a single family house. You have to have a good base and you have to have a good roof.
Good roof.
You know, if you're missing one of those, the middle's gonna go. So I mean,
so it's like the bread then, right? Like to a sandwich?
Yeah.
Good bread makes a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have good cold cuts, lettuce, tomato, all that, but the bread is important. So,
yeah, good healthy bread.
Good healthy
wheat. Wheat bread. Wheat which bread. Is what I've been eating for the last 3 months.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So roofing, why is that important? You know, there are three things that are important to society. Okay.
And how are you gonna twist this one?
Society depends on this. Okay. There is you have to eat, right? Food.
Yep.
Yeah, you have to reproduce for a culture to survive. And do you know what else you need to have? Seriously, it's one of the three. Shelter. If you don't have proper shelter, food, and you reproduce, no society will survive. So this is how important the roof is, folks. How did I go there? Did I go too far?
Is roofing the...
Our society depends on this company. This, what they
do you know
do.
What I just someone told me they have a mechanic shop and I was there yesterday and they have a metal roof. It has been getting so hot that they actually have to spray the roof with water because it was 140 degrees inside the shop.
Oh my God.
Can you believe
I was actually thinking about getting a metal roof. That's, thank you.
Don't.
And do you know those guys that do that too? The mechanic shops, they really do work under extreme heat.
Oh yeah. State.
You know, they have those little portable air conditioning units that are like fans. Oh, Carmelita's.
Yes, we have Chewy on hold.
Did Chewy ever... We have an envelope here for Chewy that he never picked up. Hey, Chewy.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever come by here and get your envelope?
No, I didn't.
What?
I never got an address.
Oh, my God, Chewy. Chewy.
I know, right?
Chewy, actually, I think it expired, Chewy, so I think... Actually, yeah... 2/24, it expired.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time ago.
No, 2/24 in the afternoon today.
Oh, really?
Look at your watch, Chewy. Why didn't you ever come by here and get your envelope?
Because I've been busy.
Okay, what we're going to do is, you know what we're going to do? Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Mail him his money. Do you have...
Chewy, what are you so busy doing? Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a post office. I'm a postal worker.
I work here at Carmelita's, but I also take care of my two younger sisters.
Wow.
Oh, very noble.
Very noble. Very noble. How old are your sisters?
I'm 24.
How old are they?
Oh, one's 16, and the other one's 21.
But, wow, yeah, that's brilliant.
We do a lot of things together, so.
Right, and that's beautiful. And, you know, what's the owner's first name again? Victor?
Yeah.
Victor. Victor said to me, and he has five locations, and maybe I should.
Victor? No, it's Vince.
Vince, right.
Yeah.
Vince said to me, right, he said that there was one employee out of all his five stores if he could have multiply. Guess who he said that was?
Who?
Take a guess.
Chewy.
There you go.
No, he didn't. He said, Chewy's actually got you on probation. No, he said, Jose.
Oh, Jose.
I'm kidding with you, Chewy. Chewy, I'm just joking with you. He really did say, Chewy, I kid you not, he said you.
Yeah.
And this is before I even talked to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about having five locations, how hard it is to get people... To have, you know, they just think you have to have five locations. There's five different people that are, it must be like, what, four or five people in the back?
Yeah.
So that's 20 people you have to have in the back. How many people work up in the front in all five locations if you had to add it up? Could be like 30, 40 people, right?
Between 20 and 30.
Right.
Yep.
So then you got to figure there's 50 people to choose from. And I kid you not, this is just the truth. Vince said that Chewy, out of all the people I've ever had work for me, if I can have more Chewies, what a name. I love that name, Chewy. I just got to be honest with you.
Chewy, what nationality are you?
Thank you. I'm Mexican.
You see?
See?
Call Donald Trump. We got a hardworking Mexican.
Yeah. Yeah, let him know.
Let me ask you, on an average year, how many white women do you rate?
None.
Donald Trump says 20,000.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. I read his I heard his little video thing that pissed me off because, you know, there is actually hardworking, not just Mexicans, but Latin people that are out there. Even though he pointed out more Mexicans, but
yeah,
there's a lot of great Latin people out here, you know, working, doing their thing, paying their taxes and everything, and then he comes up and says something like that, you know.
Did he really say that? What did he say? How do you have the quote?
He said, I'll tell you what he said, not verbatim, but he said that they're not sending their best or their brightest.
Yeah,
they're sending their drug dealers, their drug addicts. And they're the ones that come here rape our women. And Ann Coulter is actually the one who said that Mexican men rape 20,000 white women per year.
White women, yeah.
That's Ann Coulter. That's why we're asking me about the Republican Party, and I can't get behind statements like that and people like that. And it's not just one bad apple anymore. You got Donald Trump, Ann Coulter, Ted Cruz. They're a clown car.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, but.
Yeah, well, I gotta be real with you. You know, and the Mexicans, is that the right way to say it? Mexicans?
Yeah. Okay. Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?
I'm a Mexican.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you're a Mexican.
That's what Vince says. He's like, Chewy, what are you, a Mexican or a Mexicant? I was like, what? Are you serious? I'm a Mexican because I can do anything I want.
No. Well, we always say, I don't know if it's down here, but up north we say if you're a Mexican, you can speak Spanish. If you're a Mexican, you can't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I like to say I'm a half Italian, half Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. I don't really speak Spanish, so I'm only Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
But my father came here from Puerto Rico. He started a fence business.
Yeah.
You know, he had 10 employees, all, you know, local business. He had 10 guys working for him. You know, and that's a story of somebody who came here with absolutely nothing, lived in a basement in Chicago, Illinois. You know, when he was 15 years old, he was living on his own. And when he was 30, had 10 employees and was, you know, helping 10 other families survive and get through the month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
When my parents came out here as well, they came to, they went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of family out there. And my mom and my dad both used to live in a garage. They said it was the worst experience, but my dad kept, you know, working, and trying to get them out of the garage, trying to get her out of the garage.
That should be the statement, like getting people out of the garage, because you have so many people living in subpar living situations because they can't get a lease on an apartment. You know, they want to get a W-2 paying job where they can pay their taxes every week and not have to hide from the government.
Yeah, so, but now they're real successful and, you know, but well, they...
What do your parents do now?
Well, my mom lives in Chicago.
Okay.
And my dad moved back to Mexico because he got sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't eligible for health care here in the States?
He was, but he left because he was... He just had too much. He was going through too much, and my grandfather died at the time. This is when I was like 14.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather died, and you know it got to him, so he just basically left. But
so where were you born?
I was born in Mexico as well.
Okay, and then you went to Las Vegas, and then how'd you end up in Florida?
Because of Vince.
Okay.
Yeah, because of Vince. Well, my uncles that my first uncle that came out here, he worked for Vince.
Okay.
He was one of his first employees, and he started bringing all of us together, like all the family together, and that's how we all ended up out here.
Wow.
You see, that's the American dream. Like that's the 2015 version of the American dream.
Yeah.
You know, just making it on your own.
And then I hear restaurant owners say this, right? Can you find me? I hear restaurant owners say this, and this is not going to be politically correct, but I hear them say this. Can you find me a Mexican?
Oh yeah.
They say it just out like that. I know you can't say that politically correct. Yeah. Can you find me a Mexican? Well, I mean, how this doesn't sound right. And but it actually in a roundabout way, it is a compliment.
Well, if you go to New York, New Jersey, you know, even Illinois, you don't say Mexican, you say Puerto Rican.
Really?
You go out to California.
Who works harder, a Puerto Rican or a Mexican?
Mexican.
Why?
It's just it's a hardworking culture.
Chewy.
Yes, sir.
Help us out here.
Yeah.
You know, my restaurant owners, they always say, find me a Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that the Mexicans are such hard workers? And he just said, Mexicans be Puerto Ricans. Why?
Well, to me, what I see, a hard worker, they have a family, and they want to provide for that family. And for us, like men, we're the ones that, you know, are going to provide for the wife, the kids, and all that. So we have to bring that dollar to the house, because if we don't, then it all goes down. And if you love them, especially if you're, you know, you love your family and all that, you don't want to let them down as a man, you know. So I think that's why,
wow,
you know, we're hard workers. We don't want to let our family down.
And I think that's the best put. Like, and then some women might take offense to that, and some people might take offense because I said the restaurant owners say Mexican.
But, yeah.
But in reality, there's the word real, and that's just real, what you're saying. And then I, to be real with that, with Tammy, that's why I tend to let Tammy slide.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, seriously.
Who works more?
Listen,
Chewy. It's not even close. Yes, it's not. Don't listen to anything he's about to say. Tammy is the hardest working person.
Children. No,
there is hard.
I turned Jeff over to you. One account.
Because,
and we lost him.
No, that was. No, it had nothing to do with her.
Thank you.
Absolutely nothing.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. Chewy, that was a joke. Tammy is the backbone of our organization.
And the front bone.
And the front bone.
And the side bone.
And she makes it happen. Yeah. So, but don't they say, Chewy, that behind every good man is a good woman?
Yep.
So, but there is something to that, to the love of your family and the love. Mm-hmm. Love can really make people do some crazy stuff.
And one thing I'll say about the Mexican culture is I've never met a Mexican that's ever tried to cut a corner.
No.
No, you know, when I was in Puerto Rico, I met so many people that were doing every single get-rich-quick scheme that you can imagine, from, you know, healthcare pills to, you know, satellite dishes in your house. I mean, they were trying to do anything and everything just to get rich quick.
Yeah.
You know, Mexicans, they go to work, they work there, you know, they do their shift, and they go home.
Yeah.
So, Tammy, you have a question for Chewy?
Yes. What are the specials today, Tuesday, at Carmelita's?
Today we have our all-you-can-eat tacos.
Oh.
Yep, they're $10.99. You get three tacos and two sides.
Wow.
I love their tacos, too. They're so good.
And how much are those? How much is that?
They're $10.99.
So $10.99, and what time does it start?
All day. Tuesdays, all day.
To what time you close?
We close at 9.
Has anybody ever come there at 12 and stayed to 9?
No, not really.
Well, I'm going to do that. I'm doing that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, Chewy.
Chewy, do I get the remote to the TV?
If you sit right there at the bar.
Right, and you'll give me the remote, right? Yep. I'll give you my $10.99, and I'm going to give you $11, and I want my penny back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Chewy, I feel so sorry for you.
No, he's cool.
So what is the location of Carmelita's?
It's in Dunedin. It's 1280 Main Street in Dunedin.
Yes, which is the old Spoto's. A lot of people knew where Spoto's was, so that's where they can find you.
Spoto's.
Well, the better way, too, is if people know where Pinehurst Road is, they're at the corner of Main Street and Pinehurst Road.
Yep.
Their phone number is 240-4946. All 40. So if you can remember 40, 49, 46. Yep. Sounds like a combination to a lock. 40. Hey, 40. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, it does.
40, 49, 46.
Well, do you know what? Do you know what it unlocks?
Hey, Chewy, you got a hunt. What does it unlock?
It unlocks a lot of tacos.
Yes, that's yum.
That's the secret. That's the secret. That's the secret recipe. Yeah. Hey, Chewy, you got $100 here. Do you want to gamble it?
Chewy says, man. "Heck no."
No, Chewy, keep that money to the side. Don't gamble that. Don't. Seriously.
No.
No, don't do it. Because you got that. Now that I found out you have two sisters you're raising. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw an extra $25 in there as a bonus. So before I leave here, in the envelope.
But didn't he spell, wasn't, when he was on, wasn't it a vocab word? Or didn't we have
well,
a spelling
how'd you win
bee?
That $100, by the way? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo.
It was the Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, spell Cinco de Mayo.
It was the date, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is Pronto Pizza on hold?
Spelling. It was the... what was it?
I think it was the year.
What happened the year? What year did Cinco de Mayo start? Wasn't it?
Was it the year?
I'm pretty sure you knew the year because I remember I looked it up and you were right.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go back to that to see if he was right or wrong.
Maybe we can
get that $100 back from him.
Oh my gosh! Don't try it.
Your winnings are under review right now. They're in.
He's just kidding.
They have to go through the formal appeal process.
That's it.
Oh my god!
Because we're rescinding your winnings.
Yeah.
And heaven forbid Roger Goodell gets his hands on them.
That's it.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to do a special shout out though to Lucille, who is tuning in from Pronto Pizza. They are one of our sponsors of the show today, and they sent up some very delicious calzones. She's listening, but she's at work, so she didn't have time to talk to us today.
There you go. And then we're going to give you a chance to make some money.
Me?
Yeah, 25 bucks, though. That's it.
All right.
But you don't risk 100. That I'm not going to let you do because you just put that to the side.
All right.
But here's you're going to make another $25.
So he's already got 100 in his pocket is what we're saying?
He's got 100 in his pocket.
Okay.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah, by Alanis Morissette.
Is it really?
No, but Hand in My Pocket is a song by... Because I've got one hand in my pocket. Come on, you've heard that song.
Yes. Can you ever try to write a song?
Yeah, when I was like 12. Well, Every time you write a poem, it's basically writing a song, except you don't have an instrument.
Jeff, you ever write a song?
No.
The more important thing, you're a poet? No.
I'm a poet. I am a poet, but no. I didn't know it.
Oh,
God.
I'm not musically inclined whatsoever. I got crooked pinkies. I can't sing.
All right, so here, we're going to... Pronto Pizza, right? You know their name, right? They're Mr. Chewy?
Yeah, Pronto Pizza.
You know who they are?
No, I never heard of them.
Oh, good. So then there's one word that goes in front of Pronto Pizza. You know Pronto, is that a Mexican word?
Well, it means fast.
It does, right.
Yeah.
See? So we got a little Mexican in this place. Maybe they should start selling tacos at Pronto. So it does. Is that really a Mexican word?
Yeah.
It's a Spanish word.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Spanish word.
Yeah. You know, all Spanish is not Mexican.
So they're saying to the, subliminally, they're telling people they have Mexicans working there.
Oh, God.
No.
You're a Mexican, Brian. You're a Mexican.
But anyhow, there's a name in front of Pronto Pizza. One word. Okay, and this is do the Jeopardy stuff, please.
Wait, hold on, wait. You're gonna ask. You asked him if he had ever heard of this place in his entire life. The answer to that question was no. And now you're going to tell him that in front of the place that he's never heard of in his entire life, there's another word which obviously he's never heard of in his entire life.
He has Google,
and he needs to get it right.
He's 24. He knows how to Google.
Chewy, something tells me that you are being set up for failure right here, Chewy.
Google it, Chewy, Chewy. Yeah.
Chewy, what do you think, Chewy? You want another question? Or you want to try this one? But I'll give you a hint on the word then.
Okay. Can I say it in Spanish?
Where is it located at?
Ah, see, wait. No Googling there, Chewy.
All right.
Okay, so here's the thing. The word is like if you thought of me, you would think of this word.
That's a terrible analogy.
That's who you would think of. You would think of me, Chewy, of Dunedin.
Like a celebrity.
Yeah,
like a local celebrity.
Yes, with his own radio show, his own coupon book.
Would it be in Spanish? Do you want me to say it in Spanish?
No. I was asking if I could say it in Spanish. That's one of the 10 words in Spanish I know.
But just think of me, Chewy, who I am to the Dunedin community, right?
Yeah.
Like a celebrity.
Somebody who is... Like
famous.
When I walk down, I give autographs and things like that. What type of...
Huh? You said it.
Famous, $25. Was it my clue, Chewy, that gave it away?
No, yeah. I think it was the people at Google that gave it away.
Famous. No, he just put two and two together. Right. Chewy's a smart guy. When you think of famous Dunedin celebrities, who do you think of?
Chewy.
First, whose name comes first?
Chewy. Not applicable.
No? All right. But anyhow, so that's famous Pronto Pizza.
So you're going to give Chewy a $25 gift card to one of his competitors?
That's it.
Well, what do you want him to give a gift card to a place that he works at? I mean,
Target might work.
I mean, where? Like, I can look it up. I don't know where.
They're at the corner of
Dunedin.
Just look at your phone. You already Googled it. You know where it is.
It's still in your history. Chewy, come on.
That's a 1493.
Because he knows I'm right. He knows we're right.
He didn't even say no. He laughed.
Yeah, he's like, oh, hold on. Let's hit the back button on my phone. It's got to be right there.
No, I asked Chewy what happened in 1493 on third day of June. Was it raining? And, you know, what was the temperature? And Chewy knew it. That's how he won the money.
Everybody's got Farmer's Almanac on speed dial.
Yeah. Well, this is the same guy from Nostradamus, the guy who wrote the Nostradamus book.
No.
Oh,
we had no.
You know, it rained on 1493.
Do you want to know what happened in 1493?
Yes. Tell him. Go ahead, Chewy. This day in Mexican
history. Uncovering the new world of Columbus created.
Right, that's true, too. Because Columbus discovered America when, Chewy? What year?
Ooh, the year.
July 4th, 1776.
But he got credit for it. Of course, other people.
1492.
Correct. 1492.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yep.
That's it.
1492.
What were the three ships that he sailed in?
The Magellan?
Nope.
Now, hey, Chewy, get this one. You get another.
Chewbacca?
Nope. Chewy, you get another $10 if you get this one.
10? Come on. You should get 10 per.
No.
You 10 per ship. They're not easy.
Max $50 combined.
No, Chewy, if you give me all three ships, $5 per ship.
Chewy, one of them is the Spanish word for boy, but only make it the feminine version.
Or, so the Spanish word for girl.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's the Spanish word for girl?
Chica mala. Chica mala.
Senorita.
No, like younger girl.
Muchacha.
No, like Niña. Really young, like baby girl.
Niña.
Yeah, there we go. And then the other one would be...
Chicamala.
Is it Spanish for small? It's not pequeño, but it's small. It's like a... Do you know what... Okay, how about the word for 16 ounces?
Pint.
16 ounces? Pinta.
There we go.
Pinta.
And then the last one is
Santa Maria.
Oh, all right. Well, I was. You asked the question. So you can't provide the answers.
So is it Anna Maria or Santa Maria?
Is it Anna Maria?
He didn't hear you, so I think he won.
Okay, so Santa Maria. So that means Chewy, you owe me $5, and I owe you $10.
All right.
So you owe me $5 because I got one of them. But I'm going to pick up my $5, and next week I'll give you your $10.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so Chewy. Tell us about Carmelitas. You got about a minute left. And tell us why it's such a great place. And tell us a little bit about Vince.
Well, Vince is a great person, obviously, because, you know, he always has something great under his sleeves for the business and for, you know, employees and for the customers.
But Chewy, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's going to go along with what Brian asked. I've never been to Carmelitas. Why should I come in?
Well, because you're going to have a great experience. You're going to love our food. Our food is hot, fresh every day. And I'd say you're going to love us, man. You're going to love the experience there. Our margaritas are great.
No, my wife loves margaritas.
Oh, the margaritas are awesome. Yeah. I had them on my birthday. And they have endless tortillas with salsa that is homemade, yeah. And it's so good.
Homemade chips and salsa.
Yes.
Yeah, they're to die for.
So what's the number one item that people come in and get?
Our number one item are chicken enchiladas.
Chicken enchiladas?
Yeah, with sour cream sauce that goes on top of that. Oof. But you know what? I recommend two entrees. The first one would be fajitas. Our steak is amazing. And the second one is our pork chops.
Okay.
Pork chops are amazing.
And the address, Chewy, is 1280 Main Street. We're going to go to our next caller like in about 30 seconds.
1280, right. Yeah, it's like down the block from Famous Pronto.
Right down the block from Famous Pronto. So, Chewy, how much money does the radio station owe you now?
115.
Or 40, whichever comes first.
115, I like that.
Is it?
No, it's 115.
Oh, 150?
115, Chewy. Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy.
All right.
And I'll tell you what you do, Chewy. Keep the money here, okay? Seriously, this is what I would do if I was you. It's like this is the bank of Chewy. Okay, you can call me up once a day, just like you do your bank, right? And just say, this is Chewy. Yeah. And then I'll tell you where your account is. Guess what 115 buys you? I sell each share of my company is at 115. So you now own one share of my company.
Don't do it, Chewy.
I'm a financial advisor, Chewy. Don't do it.
So, all right, I won't do it.
No, Chewy, it's too late. It's already done.
He's Mexican. He keeps his money in the mattress.
You sound like the guy at Popeyes now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to call that guy up. You believe this? At Popeyes, I placed an order. They wouldn't let me change the order. I couldn't even imagine that. Because you know what? They have 10 pieces, two sides for $12.99. And then they have... I don't look at the special, right? So I get 16 pieces, right? With three sides for... $37, but then they have a special going on for $12.99 where they give you two sides and 10 pieces. So I said, I'm better off buying 20 pieces and getting four sides and paying $10 less.
Yeah.
And I realized that as I'm sitting there waiting for my chicken. And the guy says, no, you already placed the order. And then, this is on Father's Day.
Ridiculous.
And I'll tell you which store it was. It was on Almerton Road. It was the store. So I couldn't believe it. So I took the order, and later on, LaShonda said to me, why didn't you just cancel it?
This is what you should have done.
Yeah.
What's Carmelita's cancellation?
See, that wouldn't happen here.
Yeah, see?
Right.
Anyhow.
Customers go first.
Right. So anyhow, 1280 Main Street, Dunedin, 240-4946 at the corner of Main Street and Pinehurst Road. Chewy, you do a great job from Carmelita's. And I got great news for you, Chewy. You want to hear it? Even before you hung up, I just looked at the stock ticker, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Your stock right now is up at 132. So you've already made $17 just in the amount of just being on the phone call, okay? So where are you at right now, Chewy?
132.
That's it, baby. So you ride this stock, okay? You ride it.
They ride it all the way to the ground.
Wow.
All right, Chewy, thanks for being on the show.
No, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Chewy. Have a good one.
Yeah, you do the same. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got George on the line from Alton. George, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you were talking about that you had interest. Remember, it's funny you say that. I don't know if I'm supposed to do this on the air, actually. But you had talked.
Probably not.
No,
go ahead.
What was it that you had said you had interest in? Was it life insurance, health insurance? What was that thing that you said you wanted to discuss? What was it?
That's for me?
Yeah, for you.
Yes, but my friend, what's his name again? Is he there?
Yeah, I'm Jeff. Yeah,
Jeff.
I'm
here. Jeff's here.
Life insurance.
Yeah, what was it?
But I put it on hold until I get back to him. I had something came up. But I want to discuss it. I'm particularly interested in his insurance, where I can use the money for other things before... During that insurance.
Yeah, so you're looking for a permanent policy, not a term policy. We have about 37 different companies that offer that type of policy. So what we do is we take your basic information, we run your quote, competitive quote with all the different companies, and then we choose the best one for you.
Yes, I'm interested in that insurance, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's, I remember you said you had showed interest in something. I couldn't remember what it was. But you do alterations there. What I'll do is I'll have Jeff give you a call sometime later on in the week. Is that okay?
Yes. Of course.
Okay. Of course. Okay. So alterations. You have a question about alterations. This is. Have you ever had a tux or a suit custom made for you, Jeff?
No.
Have you ever had something?
I do actually need alterations because, as you can tell, I've lost 27 pounds.
There you go.
And now my clothes are a little baggy.
Right. And so Jeff is coming home with me, and Tammy's not. He looks that good. All right.
I just did arms this morning, so I could fight you off.
Thank you.
Pretty at least two 3 minutes.
All right. So tell us, ask George some questions on Alderman. First off, before we do that, I just like to thank Yanni's. They're there on Alderman Road and US 19. That's the Greek best place from a value standpoint and freshness, where you get freshness and value. There's no better place when it comes to Greek cuisine. And they don't just have what's on the menu. They'll give you stuff offside the menu, like octopus. And I forget what other stuff he says, but there's all these different dishes that are not even on the menu that he offers. And I think pork chops. I don't know if that's a Greek dish, but I forget what he said now. But he listed them, and I thought I can remember.
No, that was the Mexican restaurant.
That's the Mexican place.
You're confusing the two, Brian.
But Yanni's Express is unbelievable. So if you folks want value, go there. And then Pronto Pizza, the name in front of it is famous. And the reason why they're famous is because they put out good food. That's what makes someone famous. And like you, the reason really should be Pronto's famous, their pizzas is their signature. But really, they put out some Italian, they're an Italian restaurant. They're not a pizzeria, but they are a pizzeria. Because they have authentic chefs there that really have the secret recipes. And there's a reason why the famous Pronto Pizza has multiple locations. There has to be a reason why. And it's Lucille. You know, Lucille is the one. She's
Lucille Roberts?
No, Lucille, who owns the Pronto Pizzas. She's unbelievable. She does a great job. She runs a friendly ship, is the best way I would tip. You know, the way I would say with Lucille, there are little ships, there are big ships. But the best ship is Lucille's friendship.
Oh, my goodness.
George, that took so long. I think my ear started to bleed.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris and Jeff because Chris here is doing a great job. Last week we had a fight, me and Chris, so you should have been here for that.
Oh, yeah?
Right, Chris?
Chris would knock you out.
Oh, right. Chris looks
like he's done some martial arts in his life.
It was fun.
I said, Chris, let's take it outside, didn't I?
He did.
I said, you know, me and him, we went at it last week.
You think we're kidding. That's the sad thing. Everybody's like,
you'd have an asthma attack and pass out.
No, seriously. I was like really stretching. I was getting ready to go. We were ready to throw down.
I was like, what's happening?
You know what I'm saying?
We don't have enough time for this.
Okay. So, George, you should have been here last week.
Yes, I should have.
So this week we have food from famous Pronto Pizza, and we have food from Yanni's Greek Tavern on Alderman Road in US 19 and County Road 1 in Main Street, famous Pronto Pizza right next to Publix. So you should have been here. Next week you want to come in?
Yes, please give me an advance notice. Huh?
Okay.
And I'll be glad to come down.
Okay, so Jeff's going to ask you a couple questions about alterations, and he was saying he needs some stuff done, too. So he's a potential customer for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, the first question I'm going to ask you is I hear a little accent. Where are you originally from, George?
I'm from Jamaica.
Okay.
I'm from Jamaica in the West Indies.
All right. How long have you been doing alterations and hemming?
40-plus years from my friendship and my in Jamaica to now. 40-plus years.
Yeah, so hemming and alteration, that's a lost art. You just don't see it as much as you used to anymore. So to hear that somebody's been doing it for 40-plus years, you know that they must be doing something right.
Right, good point.
You know, so that gives me the comfort level that, you know, I should definitely bring my suits in.
Right, because one thing you can't buy is experience.
Yeah.
We specialize in all kinds of clothing for the woman, the man, and the children. We also do household items like drapery, curtains, bed linen that needs to be held together.
Yeah, custom draperies too, right?
Yeah.
And that's important. Yeah. If you have something custom drapered, it does make a difference.
Yes.
Is drapered a real word? Chris, can you look that up?
Draperative.
I think he's lying.
Of course, that's it. That's 28870 U.S. Highway 19 North. We are between Amber's and Mary and...
Skyline Chili's right there that people know. They're famous. So you're right next to Skyline Chili in that big, like it's like a telemarketing building. Do you know where it is?
No, I was supposed to go to Hamburger Mary's for a charity event. I didn't realize that there was two, and I went to the one in Tampa.
Oh, really?
And then I was calling up the person who was hosting the charity event. I'm like, I'm here. Where are you? She's like, I'm right at the front, right by the red door. I'm like, I don't see a red door. She was in Clearwater. Then I could have come by, could have got alterations done at the same time.
And got a free hamburger, because Hamburger Mary puts a free hamburger in the coupon book.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was at Hamburger Mary on Friday, and in my it was awesome.
Right.
Have you gone for the drag queen bingo?
No, I was playing bingo. I went to have lunch. I went to have an hamburger. I had to take home half of it.
That was good.
I'm telling you.
So, alterations, who's the most famous person besides me that you've done? Like, is anybody famous that we know that you did alterations for? In your country?
I don't come to mind, really, but I tell you just throughout the program.
Right, people that get alterations done tend to be wealthy and tend to be well-to-do. Same thing with dry cleaning. You tend to see that the people in the community that are the pillars of the community that get their dry cleaning done will tend to be those people, the pillars, because they care, you know, they walk and you can just look at them and tell that they are well-dressed. There was a book I put out that said Dress for Success, and that is important, your appearance. And what you do is you make people's appearance real professional.
Well, I mean, if you buy cheap clothes, you're not going to have them altered. You know, you're not going to have them changed. You're just going to buy cheap clothes, and when it's gotten to the point where it's faded or worn or, you know, tethered a little bit, you're just going to throw it out.
Right.
You don't do that with good clothes.
Right. I remember, like, when I was really broke, and I just thought to myself, if I could put on a good shirt and a tie and a jacket, I still have a chance to make money. And no one knew it, though, but they would look at me and think I did have money. But really, I didn't. There were times in my life where I was just broke but was dressed nice.
See, I try to make myself look like I don't have money, but I'm rich.
There you go. That's where I want to be. Do you know, what's his name, drove a 76 Ford truck with no air conditioning, the guy Walton. He never drove a fancy car.
Yeah.
He was a down-to-earth, blue-collar worker.
No, I have a 10-year-old Prius.
There you go. So, George, in closing, give us a little bit about, we're done. Alterations, just give us your address and phone number.
Address 28870 U.S. Highway North, Clearwater. And my telephone number is 813-400-4160.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Hamburger Mary and the Skyline Chili.
Okay. Thank you, Yannis.
Thanks, George. See you real soon.
Thank you, Yannis. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes.